Alternative futures. To identify possible and plausible alternatives futures for disability sport and recreation, the Four Futures Framework is used. Note 13, created by renowned futurist Jim Dator, who specialises in understanding and developing alternative futures. This describes four broad categories of how the future may unfold. 1. Growth, continued development along current trajectories. 2. Discipline, new forms of control and restraint imposed to prevent collapse. 3. Collapse, sudden breakdown of systems and ways of being. And 4. Transformation, emergence of entirely novel systems and ways of being. These four futures encompass the range of possibilities people envision for the future. The disruptors identified by participants in the process as the most impactful and uncertain were weaved through the four scenarios. Growth. The sector has embraced technology and is providing data-driven insights and promoting active lifestyles. Discipline. The sector focuses on regional communities, reducing travel, promoting localized engagement, using eco-friendly equipment and facilities. Collapse. The sector shifts to low-cost, community-supported activities due to resource scarcity and economic instability. Transformation. The sector is rapidly transforming due to technological advances enhancing human capabilities. The full narratives for each scenario are provided in Appendix 1. In considering the narratives, the participants were asked to consider 1. What implications the scenario has for participants, providers and stakeholders. 2. What steps disability sport and recreation can take to develop greater resilience to the challenges. 3. How can disability sport and recreation work to support the development of the more positive outcomes. And 4. What actions disability sport and recreation can take to ensure its plans are effective across multiple scenarios and not predicated on one. Overall, the aim was not to judge whether the scenario will occur, but to consider what disability sport and recreation would do if it did. Scenario A. Growth. New Zealand's sport and recreation sector has embraced technology, is providing data-driven insights and promoting active lifestyles. Digital solutions ensure financial inclusion and accessibility, while continuous learning platforms aid skill development. Environmental concerns have led to sustainable operations, and global connectivity fosters international collaboration and competition, celebrating athletic excellence and cultural exchange. Key implications. Bridging the digital divide. While digital advances like virtual reality, personalised training programs and remote coaching can enhance accessibility and inclusivity, the digital divide threatens to exclude those with limited access, finances or technical skills. Sustainable funding for accessible programs. With the anticipated increase in demand for accessible rehabilitation and injury prevention programs due to climate change and strained healthcare systems, securing sustainable funding will be crucial. Holistic well-being approach. There will be a growing focus on preventative healthcare and active lifestyles. Collaboration and advocacy. There will be an increased need for collaboration and strong advocacy leadership within the disability sport and recreation sector and into other sectors. Opportunities. Virtual and augmented reality. These technologies can be used to break down geographical barriers, offer remote coaching and provide tailored training experiences for disabled athletes and participants. Personalised training programs. Technology can enable the creation of customised training regimens that cater to individual needs and abilities of disabled participants. Remote coaching. Digital platforms can facilitate coaching and instruction from a distance, making activity more accessible to those in remote areas or with mobility limitations. Holistic well-being focus. Disability sport and recreation programs can be positioned as essential contributors to physical and mental health, social well-being, and provide a sense of purpose, aligning with the growing emphasis on preventative healthcare. Cross-sector collaboration. There is an opportunity to foster partnerships across government sectors like health, housing, and education to promote inclusive practices. international knowledge sharing. Collaborating with global organisations can drive innovation and promote cultural exchange through sport and recreation. Adaptive programming for ageing populations. Catering to the needs of older adults who may need to work beyond traditional retirement ages. Creative funding models. Exploring partnerships with healthcare organisations, corporate sponsorships and crowdfunding initiatives to secure sustainable funding and ensuring existing funding is deployed for maximum effect. Inclusive engagement strategies. Using real-life stories and lived experiences to connect decision-makers with the actual impact of policies and programs on people's lives. Multi-level engagement. Reaching out to stakeholders at all levels, from government agencies to families and individuals, to gather diverse perspectives. Improved accessibility and feedback mechanisms. Finding ways to include voices of those typically left out of surveys and traditional feedback channels and include them in program and service design. Enhanced training for coaches and organisers. Providing better resources and preparation for accommodating participants with diverse needs. Challenges. Affordability and accessibility of technology. Ensuring that advanced technologies like virtual reality, augmented reality, and personalised training programs are affordable and accessible for disabled people with diverse impairments and socio-economic backgrounds. Implementation and maintenance costs. Sport and recreation providers may struggle with the expenses associated with implementing and maintaining new technologies. Training and support. Providing adequate training and support for both participants and staff to effectively use new technologies. Exclusion of those with limited access or skills. The dominance of online leisure and information may exacerbate the digital divide, excluding those with limited access, financial resources, or technical skills. Lack of quality data and insights. There is a continued lack of comprehensive data on disabled people's participation in community and high-performance sport, which affects investment and resourcing decisions. Rapidly changing technological landscape. Keeping up with the constantly evolving technology sector and ensuring that accessibility features are incorporated into new developments. Balancing technology with human interaction. Ensuring that the increased use of technology does not replace valuable in-person social interactions and experiences in sport and recreation. Geographical barriers. Overcoming challenges related to providing equal access to technology-enhanced sport and recreation opportunities in rural or remote areas. Data privacy and security. Addressing concerns about the collection and use of personal data in technology-driven sport and recreation programs for disabled people. Necessary capabilities. Technological expertise and adoption. 1. Workforce proficiency in using and maintaining virtual reality, augmented reality, and AI-powered training systems. 2. Ability to implement and leverage data analytics for personalized coaching and performance tracking. And 3. Skills to develop and manage accessible digital platforms and mobile applications. Digital accessibility and inclusion. 1. Expertise in designing user-friendly interfaces for people with diverse impairments. 2. Knowledge of assistive technologies and their integration into sport and recreation equipment and facilities. And 3. Capability to provide digital literacy training and support for participants. Adaptability and flexibility. 1. Ability to create flexible programming that accommodates diverse schedules and commitments. 2. Skills to design and implement hybrid in-person/virtual participation models. And 3. Capacity to quickly adjust operations in response to changing health guidelines or societal shifts. Collaboration and partnership building. 1. Skills in establishing and maintaining cross-sector partnerships, for example with councils, healthcare providers, technological companies. 2. Ability to facilitate knowledge sharing and best practices across organisations. And 3. expertise in navigating cultural differences for international collaborations. Creative funding and resource management. 1. Proficiency in diverse fundraising strategies, including grants, sponsorships, and crowdfunding. 2. Skills in financial planning and sustainable resource allocation. And 3. Ability to develop innovative revenue streams and cost-saving measures. Global advocacy and political engagement. 1. Knowledge of international disability rights and sport governance. 2. Skills in policy analysis and development related to disability sport and recreation. And 3. Ability to engage with policymakers and influence decision-making processes. Storytelling and impact communication. 1. Expertise in creating compelling narratives that highlight the impact of disability sport and recreation on participants and their whānau. 2. Skills in using various media to share stories and experiences of participants. And 3. Ability to translate complex data into accessible and engaging content. Stakeholder engagement and participatory approaches. 1. Proficiency in organizing and facilitating inclusive stakeholder consultations. 2. Skills in developing and implementing participatory decision-making processes. And 3. Ability to engage with diverse groups, including those typically underrepresented. Facility and equipment management. 1. Expertise in universal design principles for active spaces and places. 2. Knowledge of adaptive sport and recreation equipment and maintenance requirements. 3. Ability to conduct accessibility audits and implement necessary modifications. Plausibility 6. This scenario was viewed as plausible given several of the challenges exist today and a belief of growing recognition for the disability sport and recreation sector. There were doubts about improved collaboration and the speed of future progress. 1. Highly unlikely. 2. Unlikely. 3. Slightly more unlikely than likely. 4. Slightly more likely than unlikely. 5. Likely. And 6. Highly likely. Narrator's note, likely is highlighted as being the plausible scenario. Scenario B, discipline. New Zealand's sport and recreation sector embraces sustainability by focusing on regional communities, reducing travel, promoting localised engagement, using eco-friendly equipment and facilities, ingrained environmental ethics, virtual participation enabling wider networks, and promoting inclusive well-being through responsible lifestyles. Key implications. Emphasis on local and regional focus. With sport and recreation opportunities shifting towards catering to local communities, reducing travel needs and promoting localised fan engagement and access to local recreation, disability sport and recreation providers will need to prioritise regional outreach and community-based programming. Sustainable and eco-friendly practices. The sector's embrace of minimalism, responsible consumption, durable and repairable equipment, eco-friendly apparel, and resource efficiency through facility life cycles necessitates disability sport and recreation providers to adopt sustainable practices. Investment in accessible technologies. With technological advances playing a pivotal role in enhancing accessibility and inclusivity, assistive technologies and virtual and augmented platforms become more important. Opportunities. Leveraging technology for accessibility and inclusion. Invest in assistive technologies, virtual and augmented reality platforms, and reliable digital resources to enhance participation, enable remote engagement, and provide personalized training while bridging the digital divide and implementing disciplined information sharing to connect communities without isolation. Explore innovative ways technology can foster inclusive community connections while ensuring equal access and maintaining human interaction. Fostering collaboration and coordination. To optimize the sport and recreation ecosystem, we should strengthen partnerships between organizations, establish clear roles, maximize resources, create pathways for athletes, implement cross-government collaboration, and encourage knowledge sharing across sectors. This comprehensive approach will streamline efforts, eliminate duplication, and foster a more inclusive and efficient environment for participants of all abilities. Promoting sustainable and eco-friendly practices. To promote sustainability in the sector, organisations should implement waste reduction strategies, develop equipment sharing programs, provide environmental education, and align with broader societal trends towards responsible lifestyles, all of which can enhance the industry's value proposition and appeal to environmentally conscious participants and stakeholders. Addressing workforce capability and training. Invest in specialised training programs to nurture a skilled workforce adept at delivering inclusive programming, navigating diverse needs and changing technologies, while focusing on resource efficiency requirements in workforce development. Advocating for inclusive physical and mental well-being. To promote holistic well-being, organisations should leverage preventative healthcare initiatives and develop accessible active lifestyle programs while educating people with disabilities about the value of physical activity and ensuring that all health and wellness offerings are inclusive and accessible to everyone. Exploring innovative funding models. To secure financial stability, collaborate with healthcare organisations and seek corporate sponsorships for accessible programs while leveraging community-based initiatives and developing sustainable funding models to reduce reliance on government support. Simultaneously, address resistance to user pays systems, particularly among people with disabilities, to ensure equitable access to services. Enhancing decision-making and planning processes. Implement inclusive co-design approaches that involve all stakeholders, especially youth voices, adhering to the principle of nothing about us without us, while adopting a long-term view in planning and balancing diverse perspectives in scenario development. Improving efficiency and resource management. Implement a disciplined approach to decision-making that focuses on value for money and reducing waste, while fostering a sense of pride and building through this more structured methodology. This approach will not only improve efficiency, but also cultivate a culture of excellence and fiscal responsibility within the organisation. Addressing ethical considerations. In disability sport and recreation, it's crucial to prioritise ethics across all aspects while ensuring inclusive decision-making processes. Additionally, it's important to carefully balance technological advancements with their potential impacts on disability prevalence, maintaining a thoughtful and ethical approach to progress in this field. Challenges. Bridging the digital divide. To prevent the exacerbation of existing inequalities, it is crucial to ensure the affordability and accessibility of advanced technologies such as AI, VR, and online platforms while addressing barriers like limited access, finances, or technical skills. Balancing technology and physical activity. Preventing technology from replacing social opportunities in sport and recreation and maintaining a healthy balance and integration between screen time and physical activity. Securing sustainable funding. Navigating uncertain economic times and explore creative funding models, healthcare collaborations, social investment in health and well-being. Workforce training and capability building. Investing in specialised training programs for inclusive sport and recreation, fostering cross-sector knowledge sharing, and adapting to changing technologies and resource efficiency requirements are essential strategies for advancing the field. Addressing changing work-life balance. Supporting staff in managing evolving work patterns and ensuring their well-being while meeting program demands. Educating about the benefits of being active. Developing effective communication strategies to highlight the importance of physical activity, tailoring messages for different demographic groups. Fostering collaboration and strategic alignment. Building partnerships across and beyond the sector, aligning efforts with national and regional organisations and advocating for inclusive opportunities on a broader scale. Implementing inclusive decision-making. Incorporating youth voices and insights in planning processes and adhering to the principle of nothing about us without us. Adopting co-design approaches. Moving away from top-down decision-making and actively involving stakeholders and participants in programs and policy design. Cross-government collaboration. Developing and implementing agreed policies across government departments and overcoming bureaucratic barriers to interdepartmental cooperation. Maintaining flexibility. Developing adaptive strategies to respond to unforeseen challenges and balancing long-term planning with the ability to pivot when necessary. Necessary capabilities. Technological and digital accessibility expertise. 1. Develop proficiency in assistive technologies, virtual/augmented reality platforms, and digital accessibility standards. 2. Create accessible online resources, websites, and mobile applications. 3. Implement sustainable and eco-friendly technology solutions. 4. Train staff on effective utilizing inclusive technologies. 5. Adapt programming and facilities to address environmental impacts. And 6. Explore innovative solutions for accessible outdoor recreation. Community engagement and collaboration. 1. Build strong community outreach capabilities and local partnerships. 2. Foster cross-sector collaboration and knowledge sharing. 3. Develop coordinated service delivery models. 4. Engage in co-design approaches with diverse stakeholders, especially youth and people with disabilities. And 5. Implement inclusive decision-making processes. Inclusive programming and education. 1. Create specialized curricula for diverse needs. 2. Develop adaptive programming capabilities. 3. Integrate environmental education and ethics into activities. 4. Build education and awareness around physical activity benefits. And 5. Design inclusive marketing and communication strategies. Strategic planning and management. 1. Cultivate long-term strategic planning skills. 2. Develop sustainable funding models. 3. Implement facility life cycle management practices. 4. Foster adaptability and innovation in operations. And 5. Build advocacy and leadership capabilities. Workforce development. 1. Nurture a skilled workforce adept at inclusive programming. 2. Train staff on sustainability practices and resource efficiency. 3. Develop change management and adaptability skills. 4. Promote continuous learning and cross-sector knowledge sharing. Plausibility 7. The scenario reflects the growth of inclusion and some of the elements that are keeping things the way they are. 1. Highly unlikely. 2. Unlikely. 3. Slightly more unlikely than likely. 4. Slightly more likely than unlikely. 5. Likely. And 6. Highly likely. Narrator's note, the scenario highlighted is likely. Scenario C. Collapse. New Zealand's sport and recreation sector shifts from traditional resource-intensive activities to low-cost community-supported ones due to resource scarcity and economic instability. Central funding is limited, but the sector fosters social cohesion. Programs integrate resilience training to prepare for crises, prioritizing vulnerable populations with rigorous standards ensuring adaptability and inclusivity. The sector collaborates with health professionals for support services and targeted cultural strategies. With variable technology access, informal education maintains expertise through rigorous training. Organisations may take governance roles facilitating local cooperation, reflecting resilience, teamwork and adaptability. Key implications. Increased reliance on community-based solutions and local partnerships. With limited central funding, disability sport and recreation providers will need to forge stronger local collaborative networks with schools, community centres and individuals with specialised skills. This community-driven approach is crucial for bridging gaps in accessibility and programming for people with disabilities. Emphasis on resilience, well-being and social connection through sport and recreation. As mental and physical health markers decline, especially in vulnerable communities, disability sport and recreation programs will play a vital role in promoting physical activity, social interaction, and a sense of purpose. These programs will become cornerstones of community well-being initiatives, providing safe and inclusive spaces. Exploring new avenues like virtual worlds for participation. While virtual worlds present isolation concerns, they offer opportunities for people with mobility and communication limitations to participate in adapted virtual experiences and competitions designed specifically for disabled athletes and participants. Providers must explore these new avenues while addressing potential risks. Navigating complex cross-sector partnerships and funding sources. In a financially strained environment, disability sport and recreation providers may need to engage in novel partnerships across sectors, even with non-traditional stakeholders. However, they must carefully evaluate motives and conditions attached to funding opportunities from such partnerships. Opportunities. Leveraging community partnerships and local networks. Forge collaborative partnerships with schools, community centres and disability agencies. Engage individuals with specialised skills to support programs. And create community-driven networks to bridge gaps in accessibility and programming. Promoting well-being and social inclusion. Use sport and recreation programs to boost physical and mental health in vulnerable communities, foster resilience, social interaction, and a sense of purpose through sport participation, and position disability sport and recreation as a cornerstone of community well-being initiatives. Exploring virtual and adaptive technologies. Use virtual and augmented reality to break down geographical barriers, leverage adaptive equipment to offer personalized, accessible experiences, and expand training and competition opportunities through technology. Advocating for inclusivity and changing attitudes. Use disability sport events to influence social change. Raise awareness about disability through strategic advocacy efforts and work towards changing societal perceptions and attitudes. Developing a skilled and adaptable workforce. To enhance accessibility and inclusivity, organisations should invest in rigorous training programs for staff and volunteers, focusing on building confidence and delivering quality experiences across various impairments while emphasising informal education and knowledge sharing within the organisation. Cross-sector collaboration and creative funding. Explore novel partnerships with non-traditional stakeholders, develop creative funding models to secure sustainable resources, and streamline funding processes by demonstrating community impact. Emphasising social connection and unity. Disability sport and recreation not only highlights the unique social bonds formed among participants, but also serves as a powerful vehicle for community integration, celebrating the resilience and adaptability of the disability community. Linking physical activity, health and education. Strengthen connections between disability sport, healthcare and schools, position recreation programs as key components of holistic health initiatives, and advocate for increased physical education opportunities in special education. Empowering people as drivers of change. Support and amplify the voices of people with disabilities in program design, encourage disabled individuals to take on leadership and volunteer roles, and use personal stories to advocate for resources and inspire participation. Challenges. Bridging the digital divide. Ensuring equitable access to virtual reality, augmented reality, and online platforms by making technological advances affordable for people with disabilities across socioeconomic backgrounds to prevent further exclusion due to lack of technological access. Balancing virtual and in-person experiences. Addressing the limitations of virtual connections in providing quality social experiences and ensuring that the shift to digital platforms doesn't compromise the benefits of in-person interactions. Navigating complex cross-sector partnerships. Carefully exploring new partnerships, evaluating potential conflicts of interest or conditions attached to funding opportunities, and balancing the benefits of partnerships with maintaining organisational integrity are crucial considerations when seeking to overcome resource constraints. facilitating a cultural and societal shift, promoting community-wide knowledge and awareness of disability issues, addressing the doesn't sit with us mentality in various sectors, and encouraging a whole-of-community approach to disability expertise and knowledge can be effectively achieved by leveraging disability sport events and programs to influence social change. Adapting to changing disability demographics. Responding to the increase in neurodiversity and decrease in certain physical disabilities and addressing the needs of an aging population with increasing disability-related requirements. This includes partnering with the appropriate agencies. Continuing effective advocacy and storytelling. Ensuring the voices and needs of people with disabilities are heard and addressed, and using compelling narratives to maintain support and awareness. Adapting to increased mainstreaming of people with disabilities. Supporting the transition of more people with disabilities into mainstream environments and ensuring adequate support and resources in integrated settings. Necessary capabilities. Community outreach and relationship building. 1. Develop strong connections with local schools, community centres and disability agencies. 2. Foster collaborative partnerships across sectors. 3. Cultivate networks of individuals with specialised skills. And 4. Enhance ability to coordinate and leverage local resources. Workforce development and knowledge sharing. 1. Implement robust training programs for staff and volunteers. 2. Facilitate cross-sector knowledge exchange and learning opportunities. 3. Build expertise in delivering quality experiences across various impairments. And 4. Promote a culture of continuous learning and skill development. Technology integration and innovation. 1. Develop capabilities in leveraging virtual and augmented reality for accessible participation. 2. Build technical expertise in adaptive technologies for personalised experiences. 3. Explore innovative delivery models that balance technology with face-to-face interaction. And 4. Embrace universal design principles in program development. Advocacy and social change leadership. 1. Develop skills in raising awareness and challenging societal assumptions. 2. Leverage events and programs to bridge and bond inclusivity within communities. 3. Build capacity for effective storytelling and communication of impact. And 4. Position organisations as thought leaders and experts in disability matters. Adaptability and resilience. 1. Cultivate an organisational culture that embraces change and problem solving. 2. Develop crisis management skills for effective operation in challenging situations. 3. Build capacity to pivot strategies in response to evolving community needs. And 4. Strengthen ability to demonstrate value and impact in resource-constrained environments. Inclusive leadership and empowerment. 1. Transfer knowledge and empower athletes to take on leadership and coaching roles. 2. Develop skills in guiding mainstream organizations to adapt to disability needs. 3. Build capacity for co-design and collaborative decision-making with local communities. And 4. Foster local and regional leadership within the disability sport and recreation sector. Collaboration and knowledge integration. 1. Strengthen ability to work effectively across organizational boundaries. 2. Develop skills in facilitating knowledge sharing and collaborative problem solving. 3. Build capacity for cross-sector partnerships that leverage diverse expertise. And 4. Enhance ability to create shared learning opportunities and knowledge activation. Plausibility 8. View is that this scenario best reflects the current reality and that the sector could even collapse further. Increased demand with less resources was an element placing pressure on the sector. 1. Highly unlikely. 2. Unlikely. 3. Slightly more unlikely than likely. 4. Slightly more likely than unlikely. 5. Likely. And 6. Highly likely. Narrator's note, highly likely is highlighted. Scenario D, transformation. The global sport and recreation scene is rapidly transforming due to technological advances enhancing human capabilities. In New Zealand, biohacking technologies optimise performance, while wearables provide real-time feedback tailoring workouts. Augmented reality training simulations enhance skills for all. The blurring human-machine line, driven by libertarian philosophy, led to cyborg athletes and advanced prosthetics empowering the disabled. Virtual reality revolutionised training. AI personalises wellness plans incorporating customised sport and recreation activities. As genetic engineering advances, the ethics of genetic optimization for athletic performance are debated. Key implications. The fragmented landscape of disability sport and recreation has become a well-oiled machine, with collaboration thriving driven by a shared focus on long-term well-being. National, regional, and local organizations share knowledge and resources in unison, and funding streams are optimized, often from non-governmental sources. The lack of trained professionals is no longer an issue. As expanded, social provision has fostered the growth of training programs. Coaches, instructors, and volunteers now possess the expertise to cater to diverse needs and disabilities, with AI-powered insights informing the creation of personalized training plans and adaptive techniques. Historic stigmas surrounding disability have gone, as technology removes constraints on human performance. A widespread augmentation of athletes and participants with biophysical technologies has changed the narrative, and the public embraces a spectrum of abilities across sport and recreation, recognizing all achievements as a testament to human potential. Opportunities. Diverse program offerings. Develop a wider range of sport and recreation activities tailored to various impairments and ability levels, including programs specifically designed for individuals with invisible impairments to ensure opportunities are available on a level playing field for all participants. Adaptable approaches. To enhance inclusivity in sports and recreation, it is essential to implement flexible activity modifications tailored to individual needs, create multidisciplinary resources that support adaptable programming, and utilize technological advancements to make these activities more accessible. Global connections. Foster international partnerships and exchanges in disability sport and recreation. Leverage technology to facilitate global connections among participants and organizations, and organize international events and competitions to promote inclusivity on a global scale. Also, scan the world and import and apply what's good for New Zealand. Partnerships and collaboration. Establish strong partnerships between disability organisations, sport and recreation bodies, and government agencies. Create a coordinated network to enhance program delivery and reduce fragmentation, and encourage cross-sector knowledge sharing and resource pooling. Role clarification. Define clear roles and responsibilities for disability sport and recreation providers. Develop a comprehensive sector strategy to address gaps and overlaps in service provision, and implement regular, sector-wide meetings and forums to maintain alignment and collaboration. Public education campaigns. Launch widespread public awareness campaigns on the importance and benefits of Halberg, PNZ, Parafeds and SONZ, using various media channels to showcase success stories and positive experience, and engage celebrities and influencers to promote inclusive sports and recreation. Stigma reduction. Develop targeted initiatives to counter discriminatory attitudes and misconceptions. Promote positive representation of athletes with disabilities in mainstream media, and encourage integration of Halberg, PNZ, Parafeds, SONZ and SportNZ in school curricula to foster early acceptance and understanding. Indigenous perspectives. Incorporate diverse cultural viewpoints, including Indigenous perspectives, into program development. Respect and integrate traditional practices and connections to land in recreational activities, and promote cultural exchange through disability sport and recreation programs. Balancing progress and tradition. find innovative ways to embrace technological advances while maintaining important cultural connections, develop technologies that enhance rather than replace traditional sport and recreational activities, and ensure that technological solutions are culturally sensitive and appropriate. Challenges. Cost and financial barriers. Disabled people often face significant financial barriers to participation in sport and recreation, including the high costs of specialised equipment, expensive transportation requirements, prohibitive program fees, support people and overall economic disadvantages associated with their conditions. Lack of awareness and discriminatory attitudes. Limited societal understanding of inclusive disability sport and recreation, prevalence of discriminatory attitudes and low expectations about the capabilities of people with disabilities. Lack of societal and human connection. Challenges in fostering meaningful connections in an increasingly digital world, balancing online engagement with in-person interactions and potential loss of cultural identity and connection to nature. Fragmented sector with lack of coordination. Gaps and overlaps between different organisations, unclear roles and responsibilities within the Halberg, PNZ, Parafeds, SONZ and Sport NZ sector, and the need for improved coordination and collective leadership. Lack of clear pathways and opportunities. Limited visibility of structured pathways from local to elite levels and insufficient awareness of available opportunities for athletes with disabilities. Governance challenges. Ensuring fair classification systems, upholding integrity in the face of technological advancements, and balancing progress with cultural values and Indigenous worldviews. Technology readiness gap. Disparity between available technology and organisational readiness and challenges in keeping pace with rapid technological advancements. Ethical dilemmas. Balancing the should we versus can we in technological implementations, addressing potential loopholes that could be exploited for competitive advantage and the environmental impact of technical developments. Mental health implications. Potential negative impacts of technology overuse on mental well-being, addressing the psychological challenges faced by athletes with disabilities and reserving mental health while embracing technological advances. Cultural integration challenges. Finding ways to incorporate diverse cultural perspectives into technological advancements and respecting and preserving cultural identities in an increasingly digital world. Necessary capabilities. Staff training and development. 1. Train workforce in disability awareness and activity adaptation. 2. Develop skills in effective communication with diverse participants. 3. Improve technological understanding and adaptability. Partnership and coordination. 1. Build cross-sector partnerships to maximise resources and coordinate efforts to avoid duplication of services. 2. Improve effectiveness of services and programs to participants. And 3. Develop networking skills to connect with diverse stakeholders. Local access and visibility. 1. Lift the availability of coaching opportunities or local access to opportunities. 2. Raise awareness about available opportunities. And 3. Improve marketing and communication strategies. Technological integration. 1. Keep pace with rapidly advancing technology. 2. Adapt to new technologies in sports and recreation. And 3. Consider safety equipment needs in an exoskeletal world. Integrity and risk management. 1. Maintain sport integrity in the face of technological advances. 2. Develop robust risk management strategies. And 3. Address potential ethical issues arising from technological enhancers. Inclusive leadership and change management. 1. Lead inclusive transformation processes. 2. Develop change management skills to bring everyone along on the journey. And 3. Address ableist attitudes and promote inclusivity. Holistic thinking and well-being focus. 1. Consider broader impacts of technological transformation. 2. integrate diverse worldviews, including Indigenous perspectives. And 3, maintain human well-being and connection to nature in an increasingly technological world. Education and skill development. 1. Collaborate with the education sector to respond to new advances in sport and recreation. 2. Develop training programs for emerging skill sets. And 3. Foster continuous learning and adaption among staff and participants. Plausibility 7. Signs of technology advances, esports, and the enhanced games suggest this scenario is likely. Having everyone on the journey was viewed as more of a stretch. 1. Highly unlikely. 2. Unlikely. 3. Slightly more unlikely than likely. 4. Slightly more likely than unlikely. 5. Likely. And 6. Highly likely. Narrator's note, likely is highlighted. Each scenario will bring different opportunities and challenges, but there are a common set of capabilities that disability sport and recreation need to help them respond better to most of the scenarios. The following capabilities were common across at least 3 scenarios. Adaptability and flexibility. 1. Ability to create flexible programming that accommodates diverse schedules and commitments. 2. Capacity to quickly adjust operations in response to changing health guidelines or societal shifts. 3. Develop crisis management skills for effective operation in challenging situations. And 4. Build capacity to pivot strategies in response to evolving community needs. Collaboration and partnership building. 1. Skills in establishing and maintaining cross-sector partnerships, for example, with healthcare providers and tech companies. 2. Ability to facilitate knowledge sharing and best practices across organizations. 3. Expertise in navigating cultural differences for international collaborations. And 4. Develop coordinated service delivery models. Technological and digital accessibility expertise. 1. Proficiency in using and maintaining virtual reality, augmented reality, and AI-powered training systems. 2. Ability to implement and leverage data analytics for personalized coaching and performance tracking. 3. Skills to develop and manage accessible digital platforms and mobile applications. 4. Create accessible online resources, websites, and mobile applications. 5. Implement sustainable and eco-friendly technology solutions. And 6. Consider safety equipment needs in an exoskeletal world. Inclusive leadership and empowerment. 1. Expertise in diversity and inclusion training for staff and volunteers. 2. Skills in community outreach and engagement to promote Helberg, PNZ, SONZ and regional disability sport organisations. 3. Ability to develop and implement effective advocacy campaigns. 4. Empower athletes to take on leadership and coaching roles. 5. Develop skills in guiding mainstream organisations to adapt to disability needs. And 6. Build capacity for co-design and collaborative decision-making for local communities. Community engagement and collaboration. 1. Build strong community outreach capabilities and local partnerships. 2. Develop coordinated service delivery models. 3. Engage in co-design approaches with diverse stakeholders, especially youth and people with disabilities. And 4. Implement inclusive decision-making processes. Workforce development and knowledge sharing. 1. Implement robust training programs for staff and volunteers. 2. Facilitate cross-sector knowledge exchange and learning opportunities. 3. Build expertise in delivering quality experiences across various impairments. And 4. Promote a culture of continuous learning and skill development. Creative funding and resource management. 1. Proficiency in diverse fundraising strategies, including grants, sponsorships, and crowdfunding. 2. Skills in financial planning and sustainable resource allocation. 3. Ability to develop innovative revenue streams and cost-saving measures. 4. enhance capabilities in identifying and securing diverse funding sources. And 5, build expertise in evaluating funding opportunities and associated conditions. Facility and equipment management. 1. Expertise in universal design principles for sports facilities. 2. Knowledge of adaptive sports equipment and maintenance requirements. And 3. Ability to conduct accessibility audits and implement necessary modifications. Storytelling and impact communication. 1. Expertise in creating compelling narratives that highlight the impact of Helberg, PNZ, SONZ and regional disability sport organisations. 2. Skills in using various media to share stories and experiences of participants with disabilities. And 3. Ability to translate complex data into accessible and engaging content. Stakeholder engagement and participatory approaches. 1. Proficiency in organising and facilitating inclusive stakeholder consultations. 2. Skills in developing and implementing participatory decision-making processes. And 3. Ability to engage with diverse groups, including those typically underrepresented. Inclusive programming and education. 1. Create specialised curricula for diverse needs. 2. Develop adaptive programming capabilities. 3. Integrate environmental education and ethics into activities. 4. Build education and awareness around physical activity benefits. And 5. Design inclusive marketing and communication strategies. Advocacy and social change leadership. 1. Develop skills in raising awareness and challenging societal assumptions. 2. Leverage events and programs to promote inclusivity within communities. 3. Build capacity for effective storytelling and communication of impact. 4. Position organizations as thought leaders and experts in disability matters. Adaptability and inclusivity. 1. Offer diverse opportunities tailored to different impairments, abilities, and needs. 2. Adapt activities and use specialized equipment. 3. Include invisible disabilities in program design. 4. Develop agility to respond quickly to new technologies and changing needs. Staff training and development. 1. Train workforce in disability awareness and activity adaptation. 2. Develop skills in effective communication with diverse participants. 3. Build knowledge on the value and benefits of disability, sport and recreation. And 4. Improve technological understanding and adaptability. Pathway development and visibility. 1. Establish clear pathways from local to A-lead levels. And 2. Raise awareness about available opportunities. Summary of action areas for disability sport and recreation. The scenarios highlighted several key action areas disability sport and recreation might consider when reflecting on their approaches. When prioritising, it is worth reflecting their potential to have the greatest impact across multiple futures, noting Helberg, PNZ, SONZ, regional disability sport organisations, and SportNZ will not have the capacity to adopt all actions. Some of the actions may be more relevant to wider providers of disability opportunities. Mitigate challenges. Improve accessibility and affordability of technology. Ensure that advanced technologies like virtual reality, augmented reality, and personalized training programs are accessible and affordable for people with diverse impairments and socioeconomic backgrounds. Invest in workforce training and capability building. Develop specialized training programs for inclusive sport and recreation, foster cross-sector knowledge sharing, and adapt to changing technologies and resource efficiency requirements. Make use of what's already there. Start training support workers. For example, what can they do with the person that's fun? Bridge the digital divide. Address barriers like limited access, finances, or technical skills to prevent exacerbation of existing inequalities in technology-enhanced sport and recreation opportunities. Secure sustainable funding. Explore funding models such as local government and healthcare collaborations to reduce reliance on central government funding and navigate uncertain economic times. Leverage existing funding models, for example, enabling good lives.
Implement inclusive decision-making. Incorporate youth voices and insights in planning processes, adhering to the principle of nothing about us without us, and adopting co-design approaches that actively involve stakeholders in program and policy design. Foster cross-sector collaboration. Develop partnerships across the sector, align efforts with national and regional organisations, and advocate for inclusive opportunities on a broader scale. Address mental and physical well-being holistically. Develop comprehensive programs that cater to physical and mental health needs, integrating mental health support and advocacy into sport and recreation programs. Promote social inclusion and change societal attitudes. Leverage Helberg, PNZ, Parafeds, SONZ, and Sport NZ events and programs to influence social change, challenge assumptions, and raise awareness about disability. Notably, this is about everyday disability engagement, connecting with people in your community. Adapt spaces and places, programs, and influence attitudes. Ensure the provision of ramps, adapted bathrooms, and other physical accessibility features, while also creating flexible programming that caters to different impairments and needs. For the neurodiverse communities, introduce signage, places for observation, retreat spaces, but ensure staff are trained to ensure they have the appropriate knowledge and attitudes. Improve insights. Ensure that ongoing decision-making is informed by comprehensive insights into disabled people's participation and experience. Capitalize on opportunity. Leverage technology for accessibility and inclusion. Invest in assistive technologies to enhance participation. Develop virtual and augmented reality platforms for remote engagement and create reliable digital resources for personalised training programs. Foster cross-sector collaboration. Strengthen partnerships between national and regional organisations. Establish clear roles and responsibilities to eliminate duplication of efforts and encourage cross-sector knowledge sharing. Enhance workforce capability and training. Invest in specialised training programs for staff, nurture a skilled workforce adept at delivering inclusive programming, and develop training to navigate diverse needs and changing technologies. This includes developing skills and attitudes with supported development and delivery. Learning from people with lived experience and expert providers in the sector. Incorporating sport and recreation into professional development of people working in care homes. And including in tertiary programs. Advocate for inclusive physical and mental well-being. Leverage preventative well-being initiatives, develop active lifestyle programs for holistic well-being, and ensure accessibility in all health and wellness programs. Storytelling is important, promoting different kinds of success, and promoting the contribution of sport and recreation to well-being. It also includes integration of recreation and health programs and initiatives, Sport NZ advocating to other government departments, and disability being integrated into all Sport NZ programs, as has occurred with Māori and women and girls. Explore innovative funding models. Collaborate with local government and healthcare organisations for financial support for accessible programs and leverage community-based initiatives for funding. Enhance decision-making and planning processes. Implement co-design approaches involving all stakeholders, include disabled youth voices and insights in planning processes, and adhere to the principle of nothing about us without us. Explore inclusion models. Build understanding on inclusion approaches. This includes discussion on integrated, parallel, and alternative integration, and on segregation. It also includes building opportunities into existing suite of offerings, notably via local government and building on the foundations of existing provision via examples such as golf, swimming, athletics, and many outdoor activities. Improve efficiency and resource management. Implement a disciplined approach to decision-making, focus on value for money and reducing waste, and develop a sense of pride in building through a more disciplined approach. Address ethical considerations. Focus on ethics in all aspects of disability sport and recreation. Ensure inclusive decision-making processes and balance technological advancements with potential impacts on disability prevalence.